And I'd like to, I know I got just a short time here this morning, but I'd like to help us this morning. Lord, help us. Amen. I'd like to see the Lord help us this morning. Amen. Galatians chapter number 6. Amen. I'd like to say I really do appreciate Brother Jim and Sister Michelle. Amen. Their work of labor, love. Amen. I appreciate them dearly. Amen. Praise God. Galatians chapter number 6. Amen. Here we go with that mic again. Amen. We'll read verse number number 2. And we'll skip on down to verse number 5. I'd like to say we appreciate everybody being in the Lord's house this morning. Amen. This is a fine-looking crowd, Brother Jim. Amen. Amen. I tell you what. Amen. Amen. Not, it just ain't fine because I'm here. Amen. I know I look good, but you know, y'all look good too. Amen. Galatians chapter number 6 and verse number 2 says, "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Verse number 5 says, "For every man shall bear his own burden." Amen. Bear your own burden and bear somebody else's. Amen. Would you stand with us all over the building this morning? Let's ask the Lord to help us right here. Lord, we thank you, God, again for your mercy and your grace, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your meekness, your temperance, your long-suffering, God. Lord, we're asking, God, that you be mindful of us here this morning, God, in the service, Lord. Lord, I ask, God, that you'd help us, Lord. I ask, Lord, that you strengthen, God. I ask, Lord, that you'd encourage, God, that you'd lift up, God, and you'd help us here today, God. Lord, realizing, God, and understanding, God, that we need you, Lord. Knowing us, God, as Samuel did David, Lord, pour out your Spirit upon us, God. We'll give you the praise, and we'll give you the honor, and we'll give you all the glory. For it's in the wonderful name of Jesus we pray. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Burdens. Even burdens is something that none of us like to carry. Burdens is something that weighs us down. It's things that's placed upon us, a load. I mean, I looked up the word burden. Burden is that which is borne or carried, that which is borne with labor or difficulty, that which is grievous and wearisome. Amen. It says the contents of a ship, the quality or number of tons a vessel can carry. It is to load, to lay on a heavy load, encumber with weight. Amen. Burdens. Amen. Can I tell you that if you are here today, this morning, that you have burdens that you're carrying. Amen. There's things, amen, financial burdens. Amen. Everybody, I say, unless you got a lot of money, got financial burdens. And you got this, you got to worry about that, you got to worry about paying. And I was talking with my daddy, Brother Josh, and he's real smart with money. I said, Daddy, I got this truck, and I'm trying to wonder, do I need to sell it and buy me something else? Or do I need to do this? Do I need to do that? And my daddy's real smart. He said, "Son," he said, "you got a pickup truck." And I said, "Yes, sir." He says, "A Duramax diesel." I said, "Yes, sir." And we was talking. He said, "How many miles you got on?" I said, "I got about 214 on it now." And we was talking. He said, "Well, son," he said, "you'll probably get about $300,000 out of it if you treat it like it's supposed to be treated." He said, "Well, I wouldn't buy me another truck. I'd do this. I'd do that." Burdens. I mean, things that weigh us down in life. And here in Galatians chapter number 2, he says, for us to bear one another's burdens. Can I tell you that I looked in the commentary, and there's two different type burdens here that Paul is talking about. He's talking about a burden which somebody can help you carry. And then he's talking about another burden that God has placed upon you. Amen. That God has actually put there. Amen. I'll tell you this right here. When we started, they asked us to take the church in Hartsville. I looked at him. I said, "I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll help you from now to September." And then after September, I said, "I'm going home." Amen. I said, "God ain't called me to pastor. God ain't called me to pastor no people." Amen. But I got to praying about it. I said, "Lord, what you want us to do?" And I felt like the Lord spoke to me and told me something to tell the deacons. I said, "No, we ain't praying about this no more." So we went on praying about something else, Brother Michael. Then I'd come back the next day. I say, "Lord, what am I supposed to do?" I said, "Lord, do we take the church, or do we do this, or do we that?" And the Lord spoke these words right back back in my heart again. I said, oh no, no, we got to quit praying about this. Let's pray about something else. Come on now. I didn't want to pastor no church. Amen. Some people say, well, you don't pastor. You start pestering. Well, whatever I got to do. Amen. Get them to heaven, Brother Michael. That's what we need to do. And I said, oh Lord, when I finally accepted the call, I said, okay, Lord. I said, I'll pastor the church there in Hartsville if that's what you want me to do. And I tell you, at that very moment that I committed myself to it, Brother Jim, and I felt a burden placed on me for the people at that church. Amen. And I tell you that their problems became my problems. And what they was going through, I went through it too. When they come to me crying, I left crying. Come on now. It was a burden that God has placed on our hearts. Amen. And I tell you that here in life, there are some burdens that we give our own self. Amen. There are some times that we put our places, self in places, and we put more on us than what we can bear. And I'm so thankful that God said, He said, I'll never give you more. And you are able to bear and able to carry. Hey, we've got burdens in life. Amen. And I was thinking last night when Brother Neil was talking, he looked at Brother John. He said, I remember when we was in high school, he broke his collarbone. He said, I carried his books for him. He helped him. Amen. Carry that burden. Hey, can I tell you, church? There are burdens that I can help you with. There are times, amen, that you got a pastor back here. Call him and tell him, say, hey, look, pastor, I need you to pray for me. It's a burden in me. And he can help you carry. But can I tell you what I feel like preaching this morning? That we need a burden that can be felt in me. We need God to place burden on our backs in me. That we can feel the load of it. And I tell you, if you do not have a burden, and if you do not carry your burden, you will not be able to feel the effects of it. You won't worry about it. Come on down and help me. I've been preaching now about 5 minutes with a book back on my back. And I tell you, I'm feeling the effects of it. I know it's back there in me. When I walk down the aisle, I know it's there. Can I tell you that we need a burden in me that can be felt in me? We need something that God will place on us, Brother Michael, that nobody can take off of. We need to be able to feel it in me. When we go to sleep at night, we need to feel that burden. When we wake up in the morning, we need to feel that burden. Amen. Sister Michelle was picking at me the other night. She said, whatever happened to that guy? I said, I just can't wait to get back to my church. Amen. We went down and preached in Soperton. And I made that comment. Sister Michelle looked at me. She said, what happened to that guy? Hey, I'm still that guy. Woke up this morning. Amen. I love preaching off. I do. Brother Michael, I miss my church. I got a burden for my church. Come on now. Brother Josh, we got people that I want to see saved. Brother Neil, we got some that I'd like to see delivered. I'd like to. Can I tell you right here this morning, Union Grove, you need a burden. Can be felt.
That's right.
Amen. I done got in pastor mode, I reckon. You need a burden that you can feel in the morning. You need a burden when you walk into Walmart that you can feel it. Come on now. If something's bothering you, Sister Martha, and you get down to praying, you pray about what's bothering you, don't you? You pray about your children, don't you? You're worried about them, aren't you? Come on, Brother Josh, you help me real quick. I asked these boys, I said, y'all help me preach. They said they would. You might look crazy. At least it ain't a pink shirt. Hey, man, I seen that picture of your pastor with a pink shirt. He really loves y'all. He really does. Hey, he loves you even to put one on. God help him. I'm glad to see the Lord sanctify him, ain't you? Threw it in the trash can. But how about place this burden on your back, Brother Josh? I know you can't get all the way around there. That even looks like a pocketbook, don't it? But you see, Brother Josh has got burdens. He's got his own burdens to bear. He's got him. For years, it was just Brother Josh. I might should look to see how this thing opened up, shouldn't I? Here we go. He's got Brother Josh. Ain't too heavy, is it? He's got a burden to carry. He's worried about Brother Josh. What Brother Josh is going to do? Got married a few years ago, didn't you, son? God bless you. Everybody needs to jump into water once. Now he's got another burden to carry. He's got nothing. Then he felt the call of God to preach. Got another burden. He's heavy. I'm going to tell you, when I first got married, amen, I prayed for me and my wife. I did. I said, Lord, touch us, touch me, touch her. I never prayed for my wife until we got married, Brother Michael. It's a burden. We'll go through life. Little burdens here, little burdens there. And they're placed upon us. That is burdens that we have to carry because of who we are, what we are. But there are some times when God will place a burden on you. How about the prison? You can preach for me in prison. It's another burden. How about old nursing homes? Will you go to a nursing home for me? That's another burden that God put on somebody. What are we doing with the burdens that God has placed on us? Amen. My wife told me, she said, Brother Trey, she called me Brother Trey. She said, Trey, she said, I feel like doing something with the kids. I said, okay, baby, if you feel like doing it, do it. I said, I'll help you when I can. That is a burden that God has placed on her for that community. Come on now, I am the pastor of that church, so therefore, a part of that burden has been laid on me, Brother Jim. But the majority of that burden is placed on my wife. Hey, man, I just feel like talking this morning. We might holler to you tonight. But you see that there are burdens that I can help you carry. If you got a financial need, I can help you a little bit. Can't help you a lot. If you need your grass cut, thank God y'all helped Brother Tim cut the grass. Thank God you've got men in the church that'll work. You don't know how much you appreciate them until they don't work. Then you realize how much you need them. But that is a burden that you can help Brother Tim with. That is something you can help lighten his load with. That's not what I feel like talking about this morning. I feel like talking to us about a burden that God has placed on our backs. What are we going to do with it? Brother Trey, the Lord hasn't given me a burden. Well, you need to pray that God will give you a burden for the lost.
Yes. Yes.
You need to pray that God will give you a burden for the lost. God hasn't given me a burden. Well, you need to pray that God will give you a burden for your pastor. Yes. Ooh, come on down and help me now. I'm just going to tell you what I feel like preaching this morning. Amen. Come on now. I read a story in Exodus where Moses, I believe it was 16, somewhere around there, 16, 17, where Moses goes out and they fight the Amalekites. And Moses says, he said, I'm going to go to the top of the mountain and I'm going to watch right there. They said that when Moses got to the top of the mountain, that Aaron and Hur was there with him. And they said every time Moses had his hand raised up high, he said that Israel was winning the battle. But then when Moses got weary in the way, his hand started slipping. Can I tell you, that's when they started losing the battle. I want to tell you what we need right here at Union Grove. It is a burden for our pastor and a burden for our pastor's wife. Oh, come on now. Do you really understand? The burden that they go through. It's not just your problems, it's their problems too. When you cry, he cries. When you hurt, he hurts. Hey, and Brother Josh has got burdens that he bears. And you understand that everybody here's got burdens that they have to carry. And not only does Brother you carry your burden, Brother Jim carries your burden too. He carries Brother Hill. He carries Arthur. He carries Russell. He carries Neil's burden. All the while, all these burdens on Brother Jim's back is getting heavier, and they're getting heavier, and they're getting heavier. But who will have a burden, amen, to help their pastor carry the load right here at Union Grove? Who's going to stand up with the man of God? Who's going to stand by his side? Hey, we need a burden that can be
found him. Hi, Brother Jim's great in him. Yes, see him, but oh, he needs somebody that's going to pray for him at night. He needs somebody he can depend on. He needs somebody to help him.
Brother Jim's a young man. He's got all the energy in the world. My wife looked at me the other day. She's tired, wore out. Come on now. She goes where I go. I go visit the sick. She goes with me. I go to the hospital. If all possible, she goes with me. Amen. I go to somebody's house. She goes with me. She was at the house the other day. Eyes were droopy. She was sitting in a recliner. She said, I'm tired. I'm tired. Come on now. She said, I said, well, come on, babe. We need to do this. We need to do that. She said, I don't get my energy from the same place you get yours. Remember that. Come on now. I understand now that my wife, she can't get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. She can't get up at 9 o'clock in the morning. Yes, she can. I got to pick it out of one day. I called about 11 o'clock and she was still in the bed. We had a late night that night, Brother Jim. 2 o'clock in the morning, came home. Get up in the morning at 6 o'clock, go to work. And I called her. I said, baby. I said, yep. I'll call you later. I said, you didn't know 11 o'clock come twice a day, did you? Come on now. Can I tell you, Sister Michelle goes through the same things Brother Jim goes through. Y'all smile at me, all right? I ain't doing too good this morning. But I got to thinking, you know, my wife is a great woman to live with me and 3 boys that act just like me. She's great. But there are times, Brother Michael, I'll come home under the burden of everything that's going on. Just get off the phone with somebody, Brother Bruce, and I don't know how much more I can take, Brother Trey. This is going on, that's going on. I'll look at them and I want to say to them so bad, Brother Jim, won't you bear your own burdens? Won't you grow up? That's what some people would say. But when you have a burden for that person and their family, you'll cry with them. My wife, sometimes she'll look at me. I had a day off of work. It was on Wednesday. She said, won't you cancel service tonight? I said, no, not Wednesday night. We ain't canceling service. She'd pick at me sometimes, Brother Jim. She said, you're a preacher. You hog behind the pulpit. Amen. I'll pick at her sometimes. Brother Johnson said, we're just going to have a testimony service at night. She'd look at me. She said, we have no testimony service. You got to preach. Oh, now. She said, that Wednesday, she said, we ain't going to have service. I said, yes, we are. We're going to have service tonight. We're going to have service this Wednesday night. We're going to have service. She said, why don't we move it to tomorrow night? I said, we're going to have service tonight. Hey, me and Brother Michael, she called everybody in the church. She said, we're going to change church service to tomorrow night, Thursday night. She said, Brother Trey's going to stay home and rest today. She helped me carry my burdens. I looked at her, I said, baby, what'd you do that for? She said, I'm trying to look out for you. And you're mad at me because I'm trying to look out for you. I wonder. The Bible says that Moses stood there with his hand raised. He got weary. He got tired. Hands started going down. You ever tried to hold a piece of paper in your hand for 5 minutes? One sheet of paper. 5 minutes. You ever tried to hold it up, Brother Arthur? Hold it straight up. After a while, it'll get heavy. Can't hold it up. Can I tell you the load that your pastor on? Sometimes he can't hold it up. But I asked Brother Joy, I said, you going to help me this morning, Brother Joy? He said, yeah. I wonder, do we have some men that would stand behind Brother Jim this morning and say, Pastor, I'll help you. I'll help you. Come on now, there's enough of you in here, you could take turns helping him. The Bible says that Moses, they took Moses, they stuck his hands up. They put a rock up under him for him to sit on. Moses, Aaron got on one side of Moses, got on the other side. They held his hands up. Now, this is where the rubber is going to meet the road. Everybody come through here this morning. Told Brother Jim, we love you. Shook your hand, didn't he? Said, I love you. Smile at me now. You told him you loved you, didn't you, Brother Michael? He's been a good son-in-law, hadn't he? Best one you got, ain't he? Best one you got. My mother-in-law, she was sitting at the table one day. We was at her house. She was all in distress and all in shambles. And she said, oh, she said, nobody loves me. I said, you're the best mother-in-law I've ever had. She all smiles come on her face. She said, oh, he loves me, Stacy. He loves me. She had to sit there and bust that old bubble. She said, but you're the only mother-in-law he's got. She said, well, he really don't love me, does he? And then she went right back to where she's at. You see, not only is Brother Jim carrying Brother Josh's burdens, he's carrying your burdens, Lord. He's carrying yours, Brother Tim. How many times did he come see you in the hospital? He was there. How many times did he call you on the phone and said, I'm praying for you? I remember one service we had at the church, and I'm closing here. We had one service at the church, and I was praying, and I was just down and out. And we don't have a church like y'all got here. Hey, remember, we're trying. The Lord's helping us, Brother Jim. Hey, man, I'm praying. I said, Lord, send me some people that'll work for the kingdom of God. Hey, remember, I remember that service, Brother Josh. We got an elderly lady sitting back here at the back, and she just got up that night, nonchalant, nothing going on, really. She just walked around the church. Started putting her hands on people, said, I'm praying for you, and prayed for them. Walked around that side, come all the way down, come over to where Josh was at and talked to somebody there. I was standing behind the pulpit trying to figure out what in the world's going on, Brother Jim. She pointed that old frail finger at me. She said, Pastor, I'm praying for you. That's all she said. And walked off. Joy, tears come in my eyes. I said, oh, God, I can make it now. I've got somebody praying for me. Can I tell you that preachers and pastors, that we are human. We go through the same things you go through. You've got somebody there with you, don't you? Has there ever been a time that you called Brother Jim? Said, Brother Jim, I need help. But he hasn't helped you. Help me now. Come on now. Brother Bruce, has there ever been a time that you called him and said, Brother Jim, I need you to pray for me, knowing that he would get down and pray for you? Why can't we help the man of God? It ain't past appreciation. Every day ought to be past appreciation. I call my pastor sometimes, and he tells me, he said, I wait for you to call me on Mondays. He said, so I'll have a good laugh through the week. I told him, Brother Michael, I said, Brother Tim, if we ever come back home, which I'm not looking to, I said, if we ever come back home, I said, I'll be the greatest person sitting on them pews you ever had. I said, I'll back you hard I've ever backed you before. He said, why, son? I said, because I know what it's like for nobody to back you. I know what it's like to be all by yourself fighting. Who'd be willing to come help Brother Jim carry his load? Brother Neil is. Russell is. Brother Tim is. Sister Martha is. Brother Michael, Sister Gail, Brother Bruce, Aunt Rachel. You willing to help me, Brother Joy? When he looks you in your face and tells you, boy, you need to straighten up, are you willing to back him then? When he looks at you, Sister Michelle, and says, you need to go pray through, are you willing to back him then? Brother Josh, when he looks at you and said, boy, you need to tighten up, are you willing to back him in? Are you willing to help him in? Come on now. I'm not saying back him in and say, oh, shout all over the house and say, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to tell you, it's hard to back a man when he sits there and he tells you what you're doing wrong. The hardest thing I ever had to do, Brother Michael, was sit behind my pastor. Him look at me and say, boy, you're not preaching. You're sitting down. I looked at him, Brother Jim. I said, yes, sir. I said, you are the pastor. I said, I'll sit down till you tell me to get up. Are we willing? You know, when Moses was going on, now I'm closing here. I was going to say that earlier. But when Moses was going up to that mountain to get to the Ten Commandments, God told Moses, he said, you mark the place and they won't come past it. There'll be times that your pastor will mark a line and tell you not to cross it. There's nothing wrong with it. Why can't I go up the mountain? Why can't I go higher than this? Why can't I go here? He's the pastor. Are you willing to listen to him all the way? Oh, now, you said you helped him, didn't you, Brother Neil? Go help him. Brother Arthur, you said you'd help him. Go help him. You said you were going to help him, Brother Joy, help him. Who's going to help him this morning? Brother Trey, how do I help Brother Jim? Pray for him. Pray for him. I feel the Holy Ghost, Brother Jim. My pastor told us when the man of God's preaching, he's preaching right. You come up to the front. Come on, preacher, come on! He starts getting a little bit tired and you can hear him, he walks by you. This is what we was taught. He said, pat him out on the back. You say, come on, preacher. Preach it on. Come on now. That's just the way we was taught to back the man of God. Come on now. Help me now. How can I help him? It's tired. He's a preaching to me. Back him up. Say, oh, help him, Lord. Amen. I talked to somebody one time. I said, brother, what made a difference at your church? He said, me and my wife made it a point to come to church and have church whether anybody else did or not. Are you willing to help the pastor this morning? Russell, get that arm. Hold it up. When you lift up the man of God, the church will prevail. When you lift up the man of God, the church will prevail. When you help him, he'll help you.
That's right. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God.
I don't know what to do here, Brother Michael. Sister Michelle. Sister Lori, you help Sister Michelle. Help her. Hold her hand. She's got somebody on this side. Who's he willing to help this side? Somebody's got this side. Somebody's got this side. Who's got her back? Who's got Sister Michelle's back? Sister Michelle, you got them all the way around you. Sister Gail, you want them too so bad. I haven't seen it. You go get a front. I might not never come back, Brother Jim. Sister Gail, turn around and look at your daughter. You got her, don't you? You've always had her, haven't you? We were sitting in the fellowship hall before we got to church. Church was started. Somebody said something about Sister Michelle. I said, if she'll be half a mother to her children that her mother was to her, I said, I ain't worried about any kids. Sister Gail said, oh, no. Oh, no. Can I tell you, that's a mothered heart right there. Sister Michelle is covered. Brother Malcolm, you love your daughter, don't you? You go help her, won't you? Sister Michelle's covered. Russell's, he's got Brother Jim. Who else is going to help him? Who else is going to help him? I know what some of you ladies are thinking, but I have nowhere to go. Crowd around Sister Michelle. You get around her. You help her. Come on, Sister Rachel, you want to? What's the church? I don't know, I'm behind the pulpit. Pray for him, Brother Joy. Sister Yale. Pass that around and pray for your little girl. Come on, Sister Rachel. Pray for her. Come on, Sister Martha, y'all pray for her. Come on, Kimberly, pray for her. Oh, Jesus, Lord, help God, I pray. Thank you. God, praise.